The following is a Vamana Dwadasi lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on September 8, 1992 in Sridham, Mayapur, India. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 18th chapter, 1st verse.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, after Brahma had thus spoken, glorifying the Supreme Lord's activities and prowess, the Three Personality of Godhead, who was never subject to death, like an ordinary living being, appeared from the womb of Aditi. এখানে এখন ইংরেজি বলছি আর একসাথে বাংলা অনুবাদ হবে, যারা ইংরেজি বুঝছেন না এ থেকে আসুন, এখানে ভক্ত যাচ্ছে অনুবাদ হবে। His four hands were decorated with a conch shell, club, lotus and disc. He was dressed in yellow garments and his eyes appeared like the petals of a blooming lotus. Purport. The word Amrita Bhu is significant in this verse. The Lord sometimes appears like an ordinary child taking birth, but this does not mean that he is subject to birth, death, or old age. One must be very intelligent to understand the appearance and activities of the Supreme Lord in His incarnations. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:9. Janma karma same divyam evam yo veti tatvata. One should try to understand that the Lord's appearance and disappearance and His activities are all divyam or transcendental. The Lord has nothing to do with material activities. One who understands the appearance, disappearance and activities of the Lord is immediately liberated. After giving up his body, he never again has to accept a material body, but is transferred to the spiritual world. Tyaktva deham purna janma naiti mameti sarjuna. Thus ends Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport of text 1, chapter 18, canto 5, Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken on the sacred occasion of Vamana Dwadasi. So, Vamana Dev appeared from the womb of Diti. But just after appearing from the womb, he assumed the following form. The body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, blackish in complexion, was free from all inebrieties. His lotus face, decorated with earrings resembling sharks, appeared very beautiful. On his bosom was the mark of Sri Vatsa. He wore bangles on his wrists, armlets on his arms, a helmet on his head, a belt on his waist, a sacred thread across his chest, and ankle bells decorating his lotus feet. An uncommonly beautiful garland of flowers decorated his bosom, and because the flowers were extremely fragrant, a large group of bees, making their natural humming sounds, invaded them for honey. When the Lord appeared wearing the Kastuba gem on his neck, his effulgence vanquished the darkness in the home of Prajapati Kasyapa. At that time there was happiness in all directions, in the reservoirs of water, like the rivers and oceans, in the core of everyone's heart. The various seasons displayed their respective qualities, and all living entities in the upper planetary system, in outer space, and on the surface of the earth were jubilant. The demigods, the cows, the brahmanas, the hills and mountains were all filled with joy. On the day of Sravana Dwadasi, the 12th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Bhadra, when the moon came into the lunar mansion Sravana, at the auspicious moment of Abhijit, the Lord appeared in this universe. Considering the Lord's appearance very auspicious, all the stars and planets from the sun to Saturn were munificently charitable. O King, when the Lord appeared on Dwadasi, 12th day of the moon, the sun was at the meridian. As every learned scholar knows, this Dwadasi is called Vijaya. Conch shells, kettle drums, drums, paravas, and anakas vibrated in concert. The sound on these various other instruments were tumultuous. Nitai Gaur Vimanande Hari 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 Om. So then the Apsaras danced in jubilation, Gandharvas sang songs, Devas, demigods, Manus, Pitas, and fire gods, they were all offering prayers, Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Kimpurushas, Kinaras, Charanas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Suparnas, serpents, best of the serpents, and so on. All showered flowers on Aditi's residence, covering the entire house while glorifying and praising the Lord and dancing. So when Aditi saw the Lord, she was struck with wonder. The Lord who had come from her womb, she became very happy. Prajapati Kasyapa explained, Jaya, Jaya, in great happiness and wonder. Yattat vapur bhati vibhushanayatar avyakta chidvyakta madhara yadhari babhuva tenaiva savamano vatu sampasyato divyagatir yatanata. The Lord appeared in his original form with ornaments and weapons in his hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf, a Brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. So after being born, the Lord took various forms. He appeared as Narayana before his father and mother. They could know for sure he was the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Then he took the form of a dwarf, Vamana Dev. Vamana means a dwarf. So anybody who can do things like this, obviously is not material. Just after being born, changed his form 3-4 times. Now he's appeared as a Vamana, as a dwarf. So the priests all came to do the birth ceremony. They were a bit surprised to find that the baby was already grown to a small boy. So they decided, since he's so big, do the birth as well as the Brahmin thread Upanayan ceremony at the same time. So simultaneously, they did both the ceremonies. The Jagra Karma and Upanayan. The Lord didn't waste any time. Normally, the Upanayan ceremony is done at the age of 8. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also performed Vamana Leela. When Lord Chaitanya was 8, his father decided that it was time to do the Upanayan ceremony, the sacred thread ceremony. So he called, invited all the Brahmanas. They performed a very wonderful festival with the Yajna. And then, according to the system, Lord Chaitanya was given the sacred thread, given the first mantra of the Gayatri, and he was dressed like a young brahmachari, and he appeared just like Vamana Dev, golden color. In fact, everyone signs that this is Vamana Dev. Surely, didn't look like Lord Chaitanya completely. Lord Chaitanya, he spontaneously did the Vamana Leela, appearing as a dwarf Brahmana at the time of his Upanayan, when he was wearing the Brahmachari cloth with a danda, kamandalu. Then he would go, he went to all the houses of the Grihastas begging dhanam deya, Bhiksham Deya, give me a donation. So, just as Vamana Dev went begging from Bali, so Lord Chaitanya went begging from the Grihastas, and they were very happy to give him their heart and some token donations. Seeing him, they became very ecstatic. In this way, Lord Chaitanya also displayed the Vamana Leela. Within Lord Chaitanya, all the avatars are present. All the avatars are there. So, here also, long time ago in previous age, the original Vamana Dev appeared and everyone was very happy. So they performed the wedding, or rather the birth and the Brahman ceremony. At that time, the Surya, the sun god, firstly uttered the Gayatri mantra. Brihaspati offered the sacred thread. Kasyapa offered a straw belt. Mother Earth gave him a deer skin. And the Deva of the moon, who is the king of the forest, gave him a Brahma Danda, the rod of a Brahmachari. His mother Aditi gave him cloth for underwear. And the deity presiding over the heavenly kingdom offered him an umbrella. Lord Brahma offered a water pot to the inexhaustible Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead. The seven rishis offered, sages offered him kusa grass. Mother Saraswati gave him a string of Rudraksha beads. Vamana Dev gave him the sacred thread, had been just given the sacred thread. Kuvera, king of Yakshas, gave him a pot for begging alms. And Mother Bhagavati, the wife of Lord Shiva, and most chaste mother of the entire universe, gave him his first alms. Bhikshang Bhagavati Sakshat Umadat Ambika Suti. Then, being welcomed by everyone, Vamana Dev, to bless them, he manifested his Brahman effulgence to everyone. And thus everyone was amazed to see that Brahmana effulgence. His beauty surpassed everyone in the assembly, even though it was filled with all the great personalities mentioned and many, many great saintly Brahmanas. O King, because of Amanadeva's bright effulgence, the priest along with Bali Maharaj, all the members of the assembly were robbed of their splendor. Thus they began to speak to one another. Acha. Skip that a few pages. So Vamanadeva set a sacrificial fire. Then he went, heard about Bali Maharaj was performing Asameda Jagya. So then he went to see Bali Maharaj. Although he was a dwarf in size, every step he was taking, the earth was being pressed down. He was so heavy. So while Bali was doing yajñas, they saw Vamanadeva coming. Vamanadeva was so effulgent, it was like the sun was coming. They wondered, people were wondering, is this Sanat Kumar, the sun god, or fire god who's come to see the sacrificial fire? So while they were discussing who the personality was, Vamanadeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, holding his danda, his umbrella, his water pot, entered the arena of the Ashwamedh Yajna. So like this, appearing as a Brahmana boy, wearing a sacred thread, belt of straw, deer skin, matted locks of hair, he entered into the sacrificial arena. His effulgence was so brilliant that it completely diminished the brilliance of the priests and the disciples. So they stood up and offered their respect to the Lord, offering their obeisances. And Bali Maharaj was very jubilant to see Vamanadeva. And he offered him a seat. Then Bali Maharaj bathed his lotus feet. So Bali took the water from the lotus feet of Vamanadeva and put on his head, just like Lord Shiva also put the water of Vishnu on his head. Then he heartily welcomed him. Please let us know what we can do for you. He said, you will come to my house. By your presence, my sacrifice is certainly complete. I've been purified from all my sinful reactions by touching the water which has touched your lotus feet. So what do you I'd like to, you can take whatever you may want from me. You may take a cow, gold, a furnished home, palatable food and drink, daughter of a Brahmana for your wife, prosperous villages, horses, elephants, chariots, or whatever you desire. Those are the key words, or whatever you desire. So Vamanadeva was very happy to hear all these things, Bali Maharaj speaking very properly. So he began to praise Bali Maharaj, gave so much praise. So you spoke very properly. Nobody in your family has been poor-minded or miserly, nor ever refused to give charity to the Brahmana, nor after promising to give charity has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. He goes on praising his dynasty. He glorified Hiranyaksha. Said, although Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Vishnu, it was a severe fight, and Lord Vishnu could only kill Hiranyaksha with very great difficulty. Like to say, he was glorifying the ancestors of Bali. When Hiranyakashipu heard about the news of his brother being killed, then Hiranyakashipu went to attack Vishnu. And then he said, "Wherever I go, Hiranyakashipu will follow me, as death follows all living entities. Therefore, it is better for me to enter the core of his heart. For then, because of his power to see only externally, he will not see me. O king of the demons, after Lord Vishnu made this decision, he entered the body of his enemy, Hiranyakashipu, who was running after him with great force. In a subtle body inconceivable to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Vishnu was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakashipu's nostrils along with his breath." Upon seeing the residence of Lord Vishnu vacant, Hiranyakashipu began searching for Lord Vishnu everywhere. Angry at not seeing him, Hiranyakashipu screamed loudly and searched the entire universe, including the surface of the earth, the higher planetary systems, all directions, all the caves and oceans. But Hiranyakashipu, the greatest hero, did not see Vishnu anywhere. So Hiranyakashipu thought that Vishnu must have died, since I don't see him anywhere. So I said, this way, Hiranyakashipu's anger against Vishnu persisted until death. So he was so great. Other people, they just get angry for a short time because of false ego. But he was angry to the last breath of his death. What a great person! Your forefather and your father Virochana, son of Prahlad, was very affectionate to the Brahmanas. So you have come in family of many great forefathers. You are from such a noble family, able to give charity munificently. From you I only request 3 steps of land to the measurement of my steps. Prabhupada explains, Lord Vamanadeva wanted 3 paces of land according to the measurement of his footsteps. He did not want more than necessary, but although he pretended to be an ordinary human child, he actually wanted the land comprising the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. This was just to show the progress of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O King, controller of the entire universe, although you are very munificent, able to give me as much land as I want, I do not want anything from you that is unnecessary. If a learned Brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in sinful activities. Then Prabhupada explains about the duties of a Brahman only taking what they need. The purport. Bali Maharaj said, O son of a Brahmana, your instructions are as good as those of the learned and elderly persons. Nonetheless, you are a boy and your intelligence is insufficient. Thus, you are not very prudent in regard to your self-interest. I am able to give you an entire island. Because I am the proprietor of the three divisions of the universe, you have come to take something from me and have pleased me by your sweet words. But you are asking only three paces of land, therefore you are not very intelligent. Prabhupada explains how an island means a planet, that in the universe is considered an ocean of space and the planets are islands. So Bali Maharaj was possessing all the islands in space. So he said, what are you only asking? Feast of Saman, I'll give you a whole planet. Which one do you want? Pick one out. Here, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Earth, which one? You take it. Oh, small boy, one who approaches to me to beg something should not ask anything more anywhere. Therefore, if you wish, you may ask for me as much land as will suffice to maintain you according to your needs. Now the Lord is giving him an instruction. My dear king, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. This is a problem in this material world. If someone's senses are not controlled, no matter what you give him, he won't be satisfied. They want more and more and more and something newer and better. In the West, people are encouraged not to control their senses, and the advertising companies are exploiting this newer, bonus, special, new one, latest, get it now. People, they're mad after getting the newest one, the latest thing. In this way, the consumer market is going on. But what happens is that people without controlled senses, they're never satisfied. So the devotees, therefore, by controlling their senses, they just remain satisfied with what they get. This is exemplified by the great devotee Sridhar Das, Kolavicha Sridhar. Lord Chaitanya would go to his house after visiting so many brahmanas, so many big people. He'd go to the house of Kolavicha Sridhar. Kolavicha Sridhar would be very overwhelmed to see Lord Chaitanya offering him a seat. You have come to this poor man's house. How can I serve you? He said, Kolavicha Sridhar, why your clothes are so ripped? Why you're doing all this puja to Ganges and Vishnu? You got ripped clothes? Sir, you see, short or small, ripped or whole, something I have over my body, what's the problem? Look at your house, it's got holes in the roof. Why, you could see how all these, we're here in Navadvip, people are worshipping the devas, worshipping Chandi, they are getting so rich. Why don't you worship other devas rather than Ganges and Vishnu? You can become very rich. Kolavicha Prabhu, don't tease me like this. By giving my life to worshipping Krishna, to worshipping the Ganges, whatever they give me is quite enough for me. I don't have any shortage. Are they look at what nice food they're all eating. So even a king or a big rich man, whatever they can eat, how much they'll eat, well, I'm also eating. I'm not going hungry. I'm quite satisfied. Lord has given me so much. Only people can enjoy up to the limit of their capacity according to laws of karma. Whether someone's in a big house or a little house, what happiness they get is equivalent. That they'll get according to their own karma. So whatever I'm getting, I'm quite happy, and I'm very happy to serve the Lord. So I'm not, please, don't tease me like this, I beg you. Whatever you want, you tell me, but just don't tease me in this way. All right, I won't tease you, but you have to give me, I want some nice bananas, tor, mocha, lao, other vegetables. I know you got the best vegetables in the entire Navadvip, Mayapur. So you give me vegetables and I'll leave you alone. I won't tease you anymore. Sir, I'm a very poor man. I don't have anything. You see, I'm very poor. I just sell bananas and do the worship of the Ganges. Hare, I know you got some hidden wealth. It's all a show. You got some hidden wealth. So, therefore, you show me where is all your hidden wealth. I want to see it. You are the richest person here. Where is your hidden wealth? Sir, please don't tease me like this. I just want to worship the Ganges. Ganges, listen, I tell you something. I am the origin of all the glories of the Ganges. Hare Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Hare, normally when children are young, they're naughty. When they grow older, they become more mature. They become more controlled. But you're even more wild the older you get. How can you say such things, sir? Please, okay, I'll give you what you want. I'll give you every day your bananas and fruit and vegetables, what you want. But please, don't say all these things. You being a Brahmana, it's not right for me to hear, and I don't want to offend you. You don't think of me as a Brahmana. Actually, with you, my relationship is more like a cowherd boy. You can just see me as a cowherd boy. Saying all the revealing, hinting his actual identity. But by Yoga Maya, Siddhar can make out what the inner meaning of all these statements was. So he gave him all the vegetables and bananas, everything too. Lord Chaitanya went on. The Kolarich is Siddhar. Even though he was very poor by material standards, he was completely satisfied because he was a pure devotee. We should understand satisfaction can only come from pure devotion to Krishna. This is also the teaching of Vamanadeva. Actually, you saw how Hiranyakashipu, the grandfather of Bali, he had the entire universe. Still he was frustrated. Hiranyaksha, the uncle, granduncle of Bali, he was so powerful, then he was frustrated. No one to fight with. He defeated everyone. He was the number one world champion, heavyweight. No one else to fight, so he was frustrated. He go and smash mountains to spend his time. Why? Because he had uncontrolled senses. So Vishnu came and fought him, defeated him. If we want to be satisfied, we have to engage our senses in devotional service. Sometimes people are getting married and they think, this wife is not good enough, this husband is not good enough, I should try another one, I should leave. In this way, they are put into unlimited anxieties. But ultimately there are no satisfaction. Unless one is able to control the senses and do everything simply for the motive of pleasing Krishna, then one can be peaceful. No matter what happens, they can make adjustment according to the desires of Krishna and Guru. So Bali is telling Vamana, why you want these 3 steps of land? I'll give you a whole planet. And his response is, look at it, if somebody, even they have a planet or the whole universe, if their senses are uncontrolled, they won't be satisfied. Actually, this is exactly what happened to the grandparents of Bali. So, then he explained how Maharaj Pitu, Maharaj Gaya, they were proprietor over the 7 dvipas, but they could never find full satisfaction by that. We have to be satisfied whatever he achieves by his previous destiny. Discontent can never bring happiness. A person who is not self-controlled will not be happy even with possessing the 3 worlds. It's a very important point. If someone is dissatisfied and he tries to achieve his ambitions to be satisfied, he'll never be satisfied. Unless you're already satisfied, you cannot be satisfied. We have to be satisfied by being a devotee of Krishna, by serving Guru and Krishna, by doing our devotional service. And whatever Krishna sends, we accept that. If he sends opulence, or if he sends danger, or whatever it is, we just deal with those circumstances accordingly. And this way one can be satisfied. In the material world, people are under the influence of mortal passion. They want this thing, they're trying for it. When they get it, they hope they'll be satisfied. But the satisfaction never comes. Again, new desires come, new fears, new anxieties, lamentation, and again, life goes on without any satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. It's the popular song. If you want satisfaction, you get it automatically by being satisfied in the service of Krishna. As a satisfied devotee, they work for Krishna's service. They may achieve all kinds of good results, but they are not dependent on those for their satisfaction. They simply use that facility. It's a very essential point. Sometimes people are worrying about getting to the highest levels of pure bhakti, but the very basics they miss. It's like trying to build a staircase to the heaven, like Ravana, but the whole thing falls down. We have to build our devotional service on a proper foundation. There's one life member in Bangalore, he built a multi-story building. But that whole building collapsed because the foundation was only built for 2 stories. So like this, there's no use of building a big hopes and dreams based upon, or even try to build our ambitions up to get the top levels of devotional service, when our basic devotion to Guru, to the Guru Parampara, to Krishna, to the devotional service is weak. In Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains all the anarthas, like Utsav. One is over ambitious, he thinks over enthusiastic. He already thinks, even though he's still a neophyte platform, that I can get immediately pure Krishna Prema. I'm immediately ready to get my eternal rasa with Krishna and engage in the internal Leela Smaran or something. Even though the very basics of devotional service they have not achieved. So this is called the anartha utsaho. Over enthusiastic. Like that, there are so many different anarthas. Taratala. Sometimes someone very fired up in devotional service, very enthusiastic, then he meets some kind of material failure. And then they feel disinterested, lack of interest, they're not so enthusiastic anymore. Like this, they're on a mental platform, trying to figure out what to do, what not to do, what is right, what is not right, rather than diving into the ocean of devotional service and simply engaging in pure devotion to Guru and Krishna and allowing Krishna to reveal himself from the heart. In the Vedas, it explains all secrets of the Vedas are only revealed to those devotees who have got implicit faith in Guru and Krishna. So without faith in Guru and Krishna, how will you get revealed to us all the essential things of devotional service? So like this, we need to be fixed up in devotional service, satisfied in our devotional service, and naturally we progress. So Bali is telling us, being told by Vamanadeva, what is all this you're offering me so much? That way, you try, even if you give me more and more, that won't satisfy you. I have to take whatever I'll get. Of course, these are all tricks, and you all know the story of Vamana Leela, how finally the three steps of land were agreed to be given, how the water was put in the hand of Vamanadeva, how he expanded to the size of the entire universe, and he spread out, and in one step he took the whole planet, the next step he took the entire universe, expanding his gigantic form throughout the entire universe. There was no space left in the sky, in the water, in the earth, anywhere. It was completely filled with the Lord's form. From Vamanadeva he became Trivikram, the Mahakram, the performer of wonderful, inconceivable feats. Then appearing again before Bali Maharaj, he said, so I have taken two steps, everything you've got. Now where do I put the third step? You promised me three. Then Bali, he bowed down, he said, I have nothing else. The third step you put here on my head, I'm yours. Of course, in between there was a lot of opposition from Sukra Acharya. He didn't at all want Bali to give these three steps. He said, this is Vishnu, you can lie, do anything, avoid it. He'll take everything from you. I know who this person is, you don't know him. He's a real tricky guy. He'll take everything from you. But Bali didn't listen to Sukra Acharya. Even if he's Vishnu, I'm doing Vishnu Yajna. Now Vishnu has come, you say, don't give to Vishnu what he has. What is this? I'll give to him whatever he wants. Then of course Bali Maharaj was arrested. He was abused. Then various devas requested worship Vamanadeva, Trivikram. Some requested releasing Bali. So then Vamanadeva blessed Bali, I'm going to give you a planet, Sutala. And I'm going to stay there with you as your gatekeeper so no one will harass you. You see now what happens sometimes in a war, the person who's the victor, he persecutes the defeated. So the devas didn't defeat Bali, but they were going to be the victors because Vamanadeva will give everything to the devas, to his mother, his brothers, the devas, because now he's appeared as son of Aditya. So they may persecute Bali, like we're seeing now in some wars, that when they defeat, they go in and they just loot, rob, they rape, they take everything. So being a defeated person, and sometimes if the opponents are not very noble, they may be very precarious situation. They take out their vengeance. But Vishnu promised, nothing to worry about. I'll personally protect you. You remain there peacefully performing your devotional service. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya was walking over our land here in Navadvip Mayapur Dham, he'd be walking every day here and there. He'd sometime go in this person's house, that person's house. He'd peep in. Even today, we cannot say that Lord Chaitanya is not just watching. We see in the altar he's watching us. And he may also otherwise be walking anytime and looking in your house, looking in your room. You're thinking that you're sitting in your room just gossiping. Watch out. This is Lord Chaitanya's Leela, his dham. He goes in everyone's house. One day one man is sitting there working, making conch bracelets. He looks up, Gauranga! Gauranga! He was surprised. Gauranga just walked right in his house and was there. Sir, Gauranga, I'm a very poor man. I don't have anything to offer you to sit or anyone. What can I do? I'm so blessed. You come to my house. Gauranga said, well, give me a conch shell. Bracelet, very nice. I don't get such nice one. Oh, yes, here, please put on his some nice conch shell on his wrist. Lord Chaitanya blessed him and went on. Walked in someone else's house. There was one Jyotish, Savagya, one clairvoyant person who was able to tell the future and the past. He said, I hear you are a very great astrologer and you have got some powers to tell what people were in their previous life. So you tell me, what was I in my previous life? All right, I'm very blessed to have a brahmana like you in my house. Sit down, please. Let me meditate. And he did the pranayama. He meditated on his Gopal mantra. Then, Gopal, show me what was this brahmana in his previous life. Tell me everything about this brahmana. What were his previous lives? All of a sudden, before him, he saw like Devaki, Vasudev, in a jail, prison house. What's this prison house? Then he saw appearance of Krishna appearing as Vishnu, then Vasudev taking over the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda. He saw again Bal Gopal playing. Then he saw Muralidhar playing the flute. Then so many gopis are glorifying him. Radha, Lalita, Visakha, Champaka Lota, Chitra Devi, Tunga Vidya, Induleka, Ranga Devi, Sudevi, and so many other gopis are all glorifying. Sisi Radha Madhava there. He sees this form. He was like Gopal, he was like shocked. And again, he looked at Lord Chaitanya and said, what is this brahmana doing? Maybe he's got some mystic powers or something. Is he giving me something to eat? I didn't eat anything. What's going on? He's yoga maya, he can't figure it out. Why is he seeing all these things? Then he said, Gopal, show me what more about this brahmana. Then he saw Ramachandra, Dhanurdhara, Sita, Lakshman, and Hanumanji. Then again, scene switches, and he saw Narasingha Deva. And the scene switches, he sees Varaha, then Matsya, like this so many days. Then he finally sees Vamana Deva, Gauranga Vamana Ki. And he said, my Lord, the Lord Chaitanya asked him, what is it? Tell me, you're not speaking anything. Well, tell me, what are you seeing? What was my previous life? He said, well, I have to come back later today. I want to meditate on this one a little longer, chant my japa a little more clearly, and I'll tell you later on today. This one is a little bit difficult for me. I have to meditate some more on this one. So then Lord Chaitanya went on. So Lord Chaitanya previously appeared through his partial incarnation as Vamana Deva. Now he came here in Navadvip. Although Vamana Deva's lotus foot jaw water is the Ganges, here Lord Chaitanya bathed in the Ganges and further purified her transcendental water. So we are here in this very holy land of Mayapur, Navadvip Dham. Here, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful to have shown his Vamana pastime as a young Brahmana, just as Vamana Deva has shown previously to Bali Maharaj. So we should be very conscious that Lord Chaitanya, he is walking here and there, and he may anytime be watching you, just seeing what you're doing. You have to be prepared to receive him. So there are many lessons to be learned by this pastime. Bali Maharaj is a Mahajan. He is considered to show the path of devotion, of Atma Nivedanam, complete surrender. But he surrendered everything to Vamanadeva. So they on this holy day remembered all the different avatars. Chaitanya, within his transcendental body are all the avatars within Krishna. So Prabhupada explained that on this day we also remember all the avatars. So we have done this through Chaitanya Leela. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question? Sorry, it's gone late. Hare Bol. Bhavana Chaitanya Deva ki, Bhavana Krishna ki, Bhavana Deva ki, Dada Marva Chandra ki, Dada Marva Saki Vrinda ki, Nithai Shri Ganesha Dev Bhakti Prahlad Maharaj ki, Prabhu Pad ki, Nithai Gopi Vrindi Hari Hari Bol.
Belajar jemaat ki.